Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A person has been treated for minor smoke inhalation after a fire broke out at a property near Scone this morning. Emergency services were called to a house in Parkville around 7:41 a.m. following reports the building was alight with possible pets trapped inside. On arrival, crews from Fire and Rescue New South Wales Scone, Rural Fire Services and the New South Wales Ambulance gained access and knocked down the scene of the fire. After searching the building, there was no pets inside at the time. A spokesperson from Ambulance New South Wales told Radio Hunter Valley a person was treated on scene in relation to minor smoke inhalation and there were no transfers to hospital. The property was severely damaged. Fire and Rescue New South Wales Aberdeen says there were limited resources for water and relied on fellow emergency responders, including Kingdom Ponds Fire Brigade. Upper Hunter Primary producers can explore the expanse of their creativity with a writing competition kickstarting today. The Farmer's Short Story Writing Competition returns after a successful introduction in 2022. The contest enables farmers to share their stories, fictional or not, and inspire a new generation of successful regional writers. Scone Literary Festival President Janie Jordan says there is a special theme for this year.
The theme is sharing, if you like, sharing what connection to land, connection to place. It's very, very dear to all of us. You know, we say we're going home and that's our connection to place, which is along the theme of storylines, our major theme for the Scone Literary Festival of 2022. So that's one consideration, but it's basically we want to hear about your farming life up here in the Upper Hunter.
And a further four people in the Hunter New England regions has passed away overnight after contracting COVID-19. Hunter New England Health confirmed the latest deaths included four men from the Lake Macquarie, Newcastle, Mid Coast and Tamworth regions. Three were aged in their 80s and one was aged in their 90s. There is currently 108 infections being cared for in hospital across the regions, while seven are in intensive care. It follows as a further 1,035 new cases of COVID-19 was reported throughout the districts in the last 24 hours. New South Wales identified 29,830 positive test results, which included 13,763 positive rapid antigen tests and 16,067 positive PCR tests. There are currently 2,850 COVID-19 cases admitted to hospital across the state, including 209 in ICU and 63 who require ventilation.